Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross and athletes at the 2025 Iowa High School Track and Field Championships on the girls team, Humboldt head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar, and Humboldt head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney. At the 2025 Iowa High School Track and Field Championships from the Blue Oval in Des Moines, Aubrey Fisher took 17th in the 3,000-meter run with a clip of 10 minutes, 56.58 seconds.
I feel like it was great. I was a little nervous about qualifying since I was in the next eight, but I feel like a lot of the workouts really helped me to get here and timing myself and trying the 3,000 because I wasn't even going to try it at first at the start of the season, but I'm glad I did because it's become my favorite race.
Fisher started to pick runners off one by one in the final leg of the race.
At the start, I didn't start out as quick as I wanted because we were really tight when we were starting. So then in the first two laps, I just kind of get used to the track. And then I just start picking off girls, kind of passing them just so I can keep my time on track. And I don't know, I kind of prefer to start out a little bit slower and then just slowly get faster as I go. It kind of helps me.
The Class 3A girls distance medley team for Humboldt took 22nd with a time of 4 minutes, 25.46 seconds. Gracie May ran the first leg of the race.
It was really nerve-wracking getting my block set up. It really hit me that I made it this far, and it doesn't really matter how we do. It's just we made it, and we can keep building on that. We have three of the four back next year, and hopefully we can find someone for Bella. We're really going to miss her, though, but I think we could do this again next year.
Landry Lash ran second for Humboldt.
It was just very nerve-wracking as I saw it coming down the lane, but then I all of a sudden just blacked out and just forgot about everything other than the stick and getting it to Bella.
Senior Bella Metley ran the third leg of the race, the first time the senior ran at the Blue Oval in what would be the final race of her high school career.
It's a really bittersweet moment. I'm so happy we made it, but I'm really going to miss all these girls. This is the best time I've had in my last 4 years of running, and I couldn't thank this team enough for how hard they've pushed and every practice and everything they do to just get better.
Bryn Malo ran the anchor.
It was so much fun. Tried to get out quick. Probably a little too quick, but that's okay. We didn't get last. That was good. But I'm just so proud of my girls, and I'm so grateful for this experience and even more grateful to get to do it with my best friends.
In the final event for the Humboldt girls last Saturday, Bryn Malo sat in third in the 800-meter run during the first heat after her first 400 and remained in third heading into the back turn on pace to set her PR by a couple of seconds before hitting the rail and falling to the track. Malo would get back up and finish 24th in the race, just 3 seconds behind her seed time at a clip of 2 minutes, 28.01 seconds.
I was feeling really good, feeling fast, staying up with the front, which was the goal being in the slow heat, and then came around the last corner and I was on the last curve, tripped on the side metal rim and completely wiped out. So took a little bit of the Blue Oval home on my knee, fell far behind because I was laying on the ground, couldn't get up, and then time wasn't good obviously because I wiped out, but overall still super grateful for the experience, lucky to be here. That was the goal of the season and can't be mad about anything, and next year we'll try not to fall down.
Malo reflected on her time at the Blue Oval.
Honestly, it's been awesome. This has been a goal since I was a freshman, and now I'm just finishing up my junior year, so honestly it was a dream. It was honestly the perfect season. Everything was great. I got around with my best friends, which is always my favorite part, and accomplished a lot of good goals. And even though I didn't end how I was hoping for, it's okay. We'll be back next year.
Humboldt head girls track coach Spencer Ross on the team's performances at the Blue Oval.
Very proud of her. You know, for all of 9 girls that we brought down, this is a first-time experience being a part of it, and being a freshman on top of that, you kind of don't know what to expect. But, you know, she had the usual nerves, but I thought she handled the race really well, and she just did what she does, ran very consistent splits, and the last 3 weeks or so, every time she hits the track, she's had a better time, and so to see her cap off of her season like that just makes us all proud. Coming in seated 22nd, we had some realistic goals. We knew we weren't going to come in here and, you know, medal or anything, but you know, we just talked about going out, being prepared, running a season's best time and see what happens, and that's what they did. They held their seed position, and then you mentioned Bella being a senior. She was so thankful that this event made it this year so she could have this experience, and hopefully it's kind of a springboard for the whole group. We can use this year, get a taste of it, and then, you know, already shift over to next year and start thinking about what we can do. So very proud of how they competed. Baton exchanges were good. We've been hammering those all week, and so we did what we came to do. Unfortunate is the the best word to describe it. She was on, running such a good race. You know, she was in that tight group coming around the final turn and just looked like she kind of got squeezed down a little too close to the rail and one step hitting that, and there's not much you can do. But it was nice to see her first instinct was to pop back up and to finish, and heck, she still ran a 2:28 with a fall. So that was impressive. I know she's going to be bummed, and you know, we're proud of her. We're proud of how she competed, and you know, knowing her, she's going to use this as fuel and going to try to get right back here next year and see what she can do.
The Humboldt boys soccer team fell Tuesday in the sub-state semifinal round to Sioux Center 5-0. I caught up with Haydar to discuss the season-ending loss.
I thought we did a good job through the first 60 minutes, yeah. Stuck with them. I think we were hustling in that first half. Had a couple chances, not a lot of chances in the game. I mean, they did dominate the shooting for sure. But, you know, like I told the guys, I think that we got everything that we could out of this team. And high school is a development level, so, you know, we're looking to keep getting better. And I saw things that we were getting better tonight. And, you know, that's what we're here to do. We're trying to teach them, and they're learning. And, you know, the team did a solid job through, you know, most of the game. And then when things got out of hand, we were able to play a couple of different players off the bench. Would have liked to have gotten a goal, but that's okay. Just overall pretty happy with the season that this team was able to put together.
Carson Rubel, you can only do so much as keeper, but The plays he was making kept this at a one-goal deficit. Just describe what you saw from Carson tonight.
He's clutch. I mean, that's it. It's Carson does a great job. He's a solid goalkeeper, and you can see, I mean, the game that he went out in the field and played, he scored 2 goals in one half. So he's a soccer player, and that's really what it takes to play keeper now. You have to be good with your feet because the ball's coming back to you a lot, and we talked about that. We needed to do that more tonight. We didn't do it quite as much, getting Carson more involved in the game, but the guy loves soccer. He loves sports. He's competitive. He's a guy you want on your team. He's just all around a clutch guy, and he's got the instincts, and he's also developed. He's gotten better as a goalkeeper. He's learned things, and that's good to see too, that, you know, he's not just counting on his reaction times. He's playing the position better, and, you know, hopefully he comes back out next year, because he's a solid way to a good guy to build a team around.
Coach, the seniors on this team, what comes to mind is this is the final time that they have put on that Wildcat uniform for this Humboldt boys soccer program.
I was able to talk to all three seniors, and, you know, three completely different trajectories, three different careers at Humboldt High School. Jaron, just totally motivated, great guy to have around. You know, he just never quite got there. You know, and that happens a lot in high school sports where Jaron, I love his attitude. I love his commitment. He never complained about lack of playing time. You get some seniors who don't want to play JV. He was out there playing JV to get more experience, to be better. And I really felt like, you know, there was a spot for him on the team. You know, we just had a little better talent, but what he's done has just been super solid for 4 years for the program. And Sterling is a guy very much like Jaron, you know, and then this year he was able to step it up and, you know, really solid starter all season long. Gave it everything he had. I mean, that guy, he's out there giving 110% every game. And good to see the success that he had this year out playing on the defensive line. Really good, solid defender. Really physical. And he's developed physically too. Carter Westry, you know, unfortunately a couple injuries and some setbacks this year in the season that affected him. That was too bad to see because he's one of the guys who's loves soccer. He's going to Central to play next year. I'm sure he'll contribute to their program. Good soccer players, excellent skills. Needed a little bit more of a team around him this year if we were going to, you know, have the success that we had the first couple of years when these guys were at state. But that's okay. That's, like I said, this is high school sports. And, you know, we're out here trying to do the best that we can. And all of those guys had the same level of commitment over the 4 years, and all three of them got different things out of the program, but I think they all got the same thing out of it, that the hard work and commitment really pays off.
Coach, you spent a long time with the team down there, just discussing one final time as a group. What was said to the team here as you close out the 2025 season?
Well, first, I think the old Churchill quote that wars are won long before wars start. And so these guys have a good team. It's funny when you're listening to the announcements at the beginning of the game and it's senior number 21, senior number 13, senior, and you're like, oh, okay, that explains a little bit. But no, we had a solid season, and, you know, yesterday we had a quick run through and we learned some new things and we applied some of those things. You know, we can always be getting better, and I thank them for their dedication to the sport, their dedication to soccer, their dedication to all of the sports that they played at Humboldt High School, and just encourage them to keep going. You know, that, okay, we lost this game, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow, you know, we're 365 days, not 365, but, you know, we're, the soccer season starts pretty soon, so get ready. And if you're not satisfied with either the minutes you had, or you're not satisfied with your performance, or, you know, you want to get better, then, you know, now's the time to start working on that right now. So it's just ongoing, and that's life. And, you know, it's all, that's why we do this sports, I think, is it's a little microcosm of the way we see, you know, the bigger picture.
Early thoughts about this team next season, 2026, and what you have coming back for this program?
Well, that's a good thing that we're only losing three seniors. And what I've seen is the guys who are on the team really developed this year, and they can continue to develop. I mean, there's so many sophomores and freshmen playing right now. And I mean, we didn't even talk about the guys who are missing tonight because they're sick, which is too bad. Zach Taysfeld and Johnny Cabrera, good solid starters for us. They would have helped tonight, but we've kind of, I don't know what we've got going around Humboldt, but those two guys are definitely out for a week or two. But they'll develop. All of these guys will develop. And, you know, I think we'll be right back up there again next year. You know, it's if we're a bad season for us as a 500 season, then we're a pretty decent program. I do think we'll bounce back. I don't want to say bounce back, because I'm really happy with, you know, the way this team performed this year. We challenge ourselves. You know, we went down to a really tough Nevada tournament. You know, if a team isn't challenging us, we drop them from the schedule and we try to find somebody tougher. And, you know, we're going to keep doing that. And that's what the guys like. Because you got to challenge yourself to get better, and they all want to get better, and they all love the sport. So I'm really happy to be able to coach these guys.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us here, and congratulations on a fantastic season, able to battle back the way this team has, especially last week against Boyden Hill Rock Valley, and I want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming 2026 season, because it is not that far away.
That's right. So, yeah, thanks. Always appreciate, you know, KHBT Humboldt has a real treasure there, and, you know, we really appreciate you guys being all over the place for us.
The Humboldt girls soccer team fell 7-0 to Bishop Heeling Catholic in Sioux City Friday night in the regional finals. I caught up with Mooney to discuss the end of the 2025 season.
Super proud of these kids. They did it the right way, and they earned every bit of what they got all season long. Couldn't be more proud of these kids. They, you know, it was a tough one tonight, and, you know, we knew that it had the potential to be a tough one coming in. You know, they're ranked number two for a reason and play really good competition all year long. So, you know, we knew what we wanted to do if we could get it done. And unfortunately, they were able to score really quickly and, you know, kind of put us on our heels a little bit. But I thought as the game went on, our defense settled in and got their legs underneath them and were able to start challenging some of the shots a little bit better, trying to make some of the shots tougher. You know, Lena, you know, the score sheet's going to say Lena gave up 7 goals, but Lena stopped about 1,000 goals, I think. And, you know, just really, she stepped up, you know, as the season went on and, you know, kind of proved why she's a, you know, first team all conference goalie. You know, she did a really nice job tonight. And, you know, our kids kept their heads about them tonight. You know, they there's a lot of different ways a game like that can go, you know, when you go into halftime down 4-0. And so when you go into a game like, go into halftime like that, you can be frustrated and you can give up, or you can keep fighting. And I thought our kids kept fighting. And, you know, so I'm proud of that. And, you know, hopefully we can use this as a springboard. You know, we talked about the fact that most of the time when teams, you know, find their way to a state tournament run, it doesn't happen in 1 year. And, you know, it's kind of incremental. And, you know, we've got a pretty good young core of kids that can use this experience and hopefully take it the next step. You know, this is the farthest Humboldt girls soccer team's been. And let's see if we can't take it the next step in the next few years.
As far as the seniors on this group, what have they meant to this Humboldt girls soccer program?
Well, they mean a ton. You know, first of all, we, you know, soccer-wise, we you know, we expect a lot out of our seniors, and you know, in terms of being leaders and in terms of, you know, kind of how practice goes sometimes and taking responsibility for a lot of those things. And you know, Alyssa and Brogan and Elsie and Lily, all four kind of went through every stage with us, you know, and a lot of different roles. Sometimes, you know, you're the main goal scorer. Sometimes you're, you know, a kid who gets an assist. Sometimes you're a JV kid. Sometimes you're, you know, there's all those different roles, and every one of those kids played all of them and, you know, played them to the best of their ability. And that's super fun to see them go through the program and then eventually sort of take ownership of the program. And we've got some juniors behind them right now that are on that same arc. And so that's nice. Super proud of those seniors. You know, Elsie Leaves is a career goal scorer. Career leader in goals scored, career leader in points, you know, and that's by going out and grinding every year. You know, she didn't have a monster huge year where she just got a bunch of goals because she was in the right situation. She did it every year, every year, every year, every year. So that's cool. You know, she really, really earned the accolades that she's leaving with.
Well, Coach, as this season wraps up, first, what was that final message to the team down there on the side as this was the last time you'd be together as a group?
Well, just that I'm proud of them and that, you know, that we use this as a springboard, you know. Happy for the seniors that they got to experience this and, you know, want the juniors to and the other young kids to take the next step now.
Any thoughts on that next year about taking that next step when it comes to mind in terms of 2026?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But, you know, just, you know, hopefully everybody has a good off season, you know, gets in the weight room and gets out for other sports and participates in other sports and makes themselves a better athlete. And when season comes around, we'll try to make them better soccer players.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting the team here to this regional final. Of course, didn't go the way you wanted to go tonight, but be able to make it here where no girls' soccer team has been before in their program history. And I want to wish you best of luck when it comes to the next soccer season, 2026.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for being here.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.